Oh crap, and we are live. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Malik, aka Young Water Cycle, VKA Malik's Intellect, and better known as the guy with no, I don't know, we won't finish that one, but I have a guest today. We are talking to, introduce yourself, man. Go ahead.
What it do, baby? I goes by Sareem or Alex Sarum. I'm a rapper from San Diego, California. Just moved up to LA pretty recently, so yeah.
That's nice. LA season, bro. Yes, sir. That's that boy Sareem, man. And really, my intro to Sareem, bro, was I went to go to a Gata show, and I was like, I'm so hyped to go see him, and then he had an opener, bruh, and this guy fucking killed it, bruh. Like, the energy was right, the songs were hitting. Like, I'm gonna be real, I didn't know who Sareem was until today. I checked him out, and really, his shit was hitting, bro. I won't forget, bro, this motherfucker locked in, bro. He was like, fucking every, I've related to it, bro, because I'd be locked in when I'm in the booth too. Every podcast is game seven, bro.
I'm locked in.
And
I'm
that's how I felt, bro. And I was fucking with the energy you had. Young God, bro. But like, he was, yes, sir, bro. He had me lit, bro. No, you had me lit the whole time, bro. And I was like, damn. This was great. Like, you know when you go to a show and the opener is just kind of meh, and they're not really, because they try not to, you know, the crowd's not there for them, but they're like trying to get them into it, and the crowd's like, I don't know this song. But like, bro, I was locked in with you, bro. I was like, damn, this dude is hard. Like, and you have that, like, you're on the come up, bro. And I love that, bro, because like, I relate to that. I'm on the come up too, dude. So I felt the energy, man.
Shit.
Exactly, bro. Just trying to make a living, bro. But how, okay, so you moved from San Diego to LA. How is that going? How is the LA vibes going, man?
It's good so far. Just like a lot of adjustments. Like, I'm still living with my aunt right now. But I make sure to like go to the beach once a week, just because it's like I kind of have to, just like build my San Diego needs. But been finding Mexican places,
right? Yeah,
like there's a little taco shop like close to my house, so like I've been hitting there a lot. But yeah, it's been good. Otherwise, like it's a little bit of adjustment, but like we just got to keep pushing.
Yeah, man, and like I think it's crazy because like I feel like you're like, yeah, it's like you're moving up. You're like, okay, like I'm gonna take this shit serious, so it's time to, you gotta get out here, because you gotta be on the scene, bro. And that's what I'm starting to realize with LA. You gotta like be out there, like to like for people to like hear your name and remember shit, because LA people don't remember anything. They're like, bro, if I haven't seen you in 2 weeks, who are you? I respect getting on the, you know, putting boots on the ground, bro.
Yeah, one of my buddies was saying like a month in LA is like pretty much like a year, or like a month like regularly is like a year in LA time, like Instagram time. Like, shit just moves so fast, and it's
for
like,
real.
And in San Diego, like, dude, there isn't really a rap scene, so it's like if I did a show in San Diego, like people would be talking about it for months, not because it's like that good of a show, but because it's like there's just not that much that goes down. So it's like,
right.
I also lived in San Luis Obispo for a couple of years when I went to school too, and it's like it was cool up there. Like, I really like I have a lot of friends like that still live up there, but it's like also like it's not much of a rap scene either. Like, shout out Connect the Coast, like Lord
right,
Sanchez,
right,
Jay Riley, real quick. But it's like, you know, it's like we come down to like Ventura and like Oxnard to like just expand on that, you know. It's like we have to like branch out hella.
Yeah. No, yeah, I see that, bro. And like, so would it be, so coming out of San Diego would be tougher, like way tougher than just coming out over here. Mm-hmm. And like, I respect it, bro. You're not running from the grind, because like, bro, you haven't sold out and just tried to make a TikTok song, bro. And you even have, like, a bar about it, like, the people making the TikTok songs and falling off right after they fucking blow up and shit. Because it's true, most people that are trying to blow up off a song, they don't even have a catalog to, like, you know, once that song's over, they're like, oh, shit, I gotta make some more music, huh? Fuck. So, I respect it, bro. And when your time comes, bro, people are gonna have a whole, like, library of Serene to go through, bro. Yeah, like, I went through it, bro. I was like, damn, this motherfucker hard.
Appreciate it, dude. I view those, like, more as demos now. Like, just, like, kind of build-ups to, like, this most recent one. Like, I feel like every, like, song, like, builds up off of it. Or, like, yeah. It builds off a previous one. And it's, like, you go back and look through. It's, like, you can, like, it's weird. Like, it's weird to see that evolution looking back. But it's, like,
it is weird. You see the growth.
Yeah.
No, and it's crazy, like, I've seen your growth in, like, just this month, at least, what, 2 months, I've known who you are as an artist, like, I went back and listened to whatever you had before, and to now, I'm like, damn, what the fuck, he's making the strides, so I commend you on that, dog, for real.
Appreciate it, boss.
Yeah, man, and really, bro, like, so... So when did you decide, like, I'm going to do rap? Like, you're like, this is it. This is, like, my passion, and I'ma just, like, did you just grow up, like, rapping with your friends, or what was that?
Yeah, so, like, I grew up, like, writing poetry, actually. Like, I've probably been, like, just writing poetry since I was, like, 12 or 13. And it's, like, I never really, like, wanted to rap. Like, I was always, like, pretty quiet, like, in public. But it's just, like whenever, like, I got bored, like, I would just write. Mm-hmm. And I think around, like, my sophomore, or, like, my freshman year of college, like, I bought a mic and just kind of went from there. Like, it was shitty. Like, my lyrics have always, like, kind of been there, like at least some metaphors. But my delivery was so fucking ass. And, like, I could show you, like, some of the early tracks after if you want. But it's, like, they were trash. So it was like, I think, like, I just kept pushing.
You're like, you've come a long way. You're like, I come a long way.
Yeah, for real. I think around sophomore year, though, like, I found, shout out the homie Navin, because he actually, like, had a studio in his garage, like this, like, big ass, like, wood cubicle. And around that time, I was, like, switching majors.
Uh-huh.
My mentality is, like, okay, like, if I don't switch majors, like, I'm probably going to drop out, because, like, I was a soil engineer, basically, and, like, it was just getting hard as fuck, and I was just not down for it. Like, yeah, I was super burnt out, and, like, was switching majors, and I was like, okay, like, if I'm not going to make the switch, then I got to, like, pick up rapping. Like, I got to get good at this shit, otherwise I'm just going to be a bum. So, like, before class, like,
right, every single day, bro. Like, I would just go to this studio
and just, like, start recording. And, like, whether it was, like, good or, like, trash, like, I would just, like, keep doing it. And then eventually, like, I dropped the song, like, based off, because, like, Kawhi was balling that year, man. Like, you remember, like, the Raptors that year?
Yeah. Is that 2019?
Yeah.
2019?
Dude, they were fucking sick. The 2019 Raptors. Like, Kawhi was just going off in playoffs. And I think the night of, like, Game 7 against the Sixers, like, I was supposed to go to a party with these chicks, and, like, they, like, uninvited me because, like, I guess it was, like, a frat or something. So, like, I just, like, had this one, like, Drake-type beat and, like, wrote this song called Kawhi Leonard, like, in, like, 45 minutes and, like, legit, like, I was playing it to all my friends, and, like, they were like, holy shit, like, you gotta go record this. And, like, that's all I did that weekend, like, just was recording that song. I think that was when the moment was like, okay, like, I can actually, like, do this. And from there, like, what were you gonna say? Sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. I was just gonna say, so, like, you had that momentum through 2019, and then you came into 2020. Like, how did 2020 affect? Because I feel like 2020 affected every creative in the universe. So, like, how did that equate into your upcoming rap career that you were just starting?
Bro, I think it made it better. Honestly, like, I got a lot more in touch with my blackness. Like, I'm only, like, a quarter. So, it's, like, but, like, my grandpa was, like, very, like, he was the first black graduate of the Air Force. And, basically, when the movement went down, like, it made me feel, like, much more empowered to embrace it. Because, like, growing up, like, I was always told, like, oh, you're black, but you're not really black, you know? And it's like, in a sense, they are right, but it's like, you know, it's like, there's a side of me like that I can, like, embrace about that. And it's like, there was, like the BLM community and SLO specifically, like, really helped me out with that. And it played it a lot into my third album, like, Ignorance is Bliss. Like, a lot of it is just, like, conscious and just, like, based off of, like, shit I went through.
Like, yeah, very conscious.
Mm-hmm. It's like, just that whole summer, like, one of our good friends, like, she got ambushed by the police. Like, she was, like, basically the leader of our movement in SLO. And that, like, she got, like, arrested, like, and, like, charged with, like, 5 accounts and, like, 8 misdemeanors. And from there, like, that just, like, kind of, like, sparked fire in our community. And, like, we were just, like, fucking, like, militant about, like, protesting. Like, after, like, the movement kind of died out a little bit, like, in the later months of summer. So, like, just going through that with, like, all the homies and, like, just kind of seeing her go through that shit, like, was really empowering and, like, fucking real.
So, wow. Shit, bro, that's fucking nuts, dude. Damn, you over here making To Pimp a Butterfly and shit. That's crazy, bro. I really thought, because I was listening to it, and it was like, I felt like I was about to go beat up a white person, man. I was like, oh, shit. But,
bro, 8 Ballers is, like, mostly, yeah, man, like, the same shit. Because, like, I went through that, like, outside, like, there was a gas station right next to where I lived in SLO. And, like, one of the mornings, like, I woke up just, like, hungover as shit. Like, just, I didn't even have my wallet in me. Like, I just had, like, pocket change, basically. And, like, that's kind of where, like, $8 comes from. Like, there was a homeless man, like, just fresh out of, like, prison, like, kind of selling shit, like, on the street. And it's, like, it wasn't even, like, a whole, like, like, I'm gonna give him all my money. Like, I'm a good person and shit. It's, like, holy shit, like, this guy's been in jail, like, the entire time I've been alive. Like, what the fuck? And, like, they're just, like, they're kind of, like, okay, here you go. Like, time's up. Like, you don't have, like, back to the street, you know?
You're, like, just doing back out there. Yeah, that's fucked. Yeah.
It was just... It's such a weird thing, too, like, seeing that and then just, like, going back to your house where, like, your friends are, like, talking about the night before, like, fucking just, like, you know, like, hungover as shit, like just getting high to, like, cure it. It's like, it was just weird, man. That was like probably one of the coolest ones I've ever wrote, though.
Nah, I felt it in the track, bro. I listened, bro. I told you, I did my whole Serene sweep. I listened to everything, you know. I couldn't, like, look, how I'm gonna interview you and I don't even know all your shit, bro. That's stupid. But yeah, it got really, your music just got, like, really real. And I was like, god damn. I'm like, I remember I was sitting there, I was in the car, and I was listening to Serene, and I was high as shit, mind you. And you were like, mama just want you to come home, or mama just wants you home. Yeah. And I was like, this is so relatable, because, like, you know, I moved out here, and, like, I'm like, bruh, I was over there crying and shit, I had a tear rolling down, I was like, bro, I'm about to call my mama, man. But yeah, bro, I relate to the real stuff, bro. So I respect that. What, you know, you're not just here just trying to, like, obviously you want to blow up and be bigger and all that, but, like, you're like, man, I'm gonna tell y'all about my experience as a human. And I feel like people, we lost that. Like, people just want to blow up, they're not even trying to tell you nothing about them. Like, most of these people that blow up, you're like, I don't even know what the fuck this dude's middle name is. I guess you don't need to know that, but you know what I'm saying. It's not like they're trying to be personable.
Mm-hmm.
It's, hey, like, well, my a little Will, so, like, ego. I don't know. It's like you, a fake, you know, person.
You know my middle name now.
Alex Rashad, Brooks. Man. Rashad. Malik Rashad. That's hilarious.
But thank you,
man. That, damn, bro. Okay, hard. Okay, look, let's... Like, just yeah, bro, like, yeah, man, you think I would hang you on here and not know your shit, bro? But hold up really quick. I have another somewhat question. So, like, the sampling. Like, you were on the Samples and Sounds page. And I love Samples and Sounds because I literally know the guy who has the account. Like, the guy that made the account. Like, I remember he used to post and he was like, bro, you think I should make, like, this account? And I was like, bro, this shit is dope. Yeah, make that shit. And then, like, fucking my Twitter gets suspended. I end up checking in with him months later, years later. This motherfucker account is big as shit. And then I'm sitting there one day and I refresh and I see you on there again. I'm like, bro, Serene blowing up. He's on Samples and Sounds. And you guys sampled the video game. I can't remember which game it was, though. What was it? What game? Legend of Zelda, bro. And that's... Bro, and that's one thing I've always wanted to do. Like, my favorite thing, like, playing a game when I was a kid, I'm like, bro, someone should rap on this, dude. Like, I'd be playing, like, fucking, like, Mario or some shit, and I'm like, bro, someone needs to rap on this. Someone needs to fucking... So, to hear some Zelda shit, it literally was like, yes. Like, I love this guy, dude. And I remember you telling, you were like, we made this beat because we saw the thing or something like that.
Yeah, it was like one of his videos. Like,
yeah, you're...
I think like his Drake, like 0 to 100, like samples like a old Donkey Kong Country level. And I think it's like the mineshaft level or some shit. And, mm-hmm. There's another, I think KMT like also samples like the main song from like Sonic 06.
Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So like we like that day, like I called up my boy Sean. Also shout out Sean McNamara because he is gonna blow the fuck up. He is the GOAT producer, top 5 of all time, and you niggas don't even know. And he like, but anyways, I called him up that day and I was I'm just like, dude, like let's fucking like get this shit. Like, I had, like, because, like, Gerudo Valley, like, I fucking studied that, like, growing up. Like, for stuff, like, whenever I would, like, study for tests, like, I would always have, like, just, like, video game songs just, like, on loop. Because it's, like, you don't have to pay attention to the lyrics, and it's just, like, you can just, like, focus for, like, hours on it. So, like, that song is, like, engraved into my head. Mm-hmm. And that was the very first song that I thought of, like, when sampling a video game. So we did that song and like the track was so good that I had no idea what to rap on it. So it's like when I'm like trying to sound like, oh wait, Lil Wayne, like 6'7" type flow, that is why, because like I was just like I didn't know what to rap on it. We sat on it for months and like I think around that time like I had like a studio session for like Guess Who's Back or something. Like, one of those songs, like, in that, like, era of, like, March 2021. And I didn't really, like, have anything to, like, that song. Mm. So, like, I wrote the hook. And honestly, the hook for it's good. But the bars are just, like, shit I came up with in, like, probably the span of, like, an hour or two. Like, just, like, not even, like, it's just, like, kind of fuck around. So, it was, like, it was such a dope beat. And, like, I wish in retrospect I did it more justice just because, like, I didn't expect, like, songs and samples to respond to it. Like, I was, like, bugging him a little. Like, I wasn't even, like, intending to drop it. Like, the Serene Abdul-Jabbar EP, like, the other three songs are Lucy's. Like, Raising Hell, Hold It Down, and I think Flagrant. Like, those are all Lucy's. Like, I was, like, if I didn't drop them then, like, I probably would never drop them. So then, like, people are like, oh, Raising Hell is, like, actually a dope song. So, like, I was like, you know what? Like, I'm going to try to get this guy's attention. Because it's, like, he inspired the whole shit. And I was really surprised when he responded. And, like, I was... Mm. But, and it's, like, weird talking to him now because it's, like, I showed him the rest of my catalog. Like, I sent him Coastin', like, after, like, those dudes were, like, commenting, like, oh, this, like, the sample's sick, but, like, the song is mid. And I'm like... Yeah, I know. Like, I fucking, like, didn't put in that much effort. Like, listen to my songs that I did put in the effort on. So, like, he was like, oh, yeah, your rapping's, like, way better on this. Like, what the hell? And I'm just like, no, like... I was, so, like, I don't know. I think my whole shtick now is, to like, not half-ass anything or else I'm going to get bitched out by kids on the internet.
Bro, you can't, bro. You gotta avoid the kids on the internet. Them niggas are mean, bro. Like, them kids will call your shit mid 2 seconds in. They're like, mid... Like, and it, you know it's not valid, but it still hurts the same. You're like, bro, it's not mid, I swear.
Dude, it's like the same shit. Like, getting bullied on, like, Xbox Live when you were younger. Like, you'd be in those COD lobbies, like, you're, like, 12 years old, like, balls haven't dropped, and you're like, hey, like, who's that? I got my shits. And they're like, shut the fuck up, squeaker. Like, like, it's like, it doesn't hurt, but that hurts.
It hurts! It do hurt, bro. It hurts so bad. Oh, man. Yeah, that should be hurting, bro.
Yeah, there's actually... Oh, on shit. Mom and Just, we actually sampled another...